Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you're at. Good day to you. Man, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling amazing. I'm really loving life right now, and I hope all y'all are loving life too. There's a lot of things in life to be loved, and there's a lot of life to be loved in general. And there's a lot of love in life, honestly. And so if you're feeling like you don't really have that much love in your life, then I'm sorry. First off, I want to apologize. And then I want to just spread positivity your way. And I want to send some love your way. Because love is all we got at the end of the day, you know? And it's the most powerful thing. We got to hold tight to that and keep that close, so just wanted to start with that, get that out the way. Man, I'm really feeling a certain type of way because I finally demystified how I've been feeling. And I'm finally able to sum up exactly how I'm feeling in my endeavors in life and just where I'm at in the current state. And the way to sum it up is growing pains, man. And that's the title of this episode. It's growing pains. And the reason behind it is because there's so much pain in growth. Growth is such a beautiful thing, yet it's the most painful thing that we can go through. Yet the result is always something better. It's always something greater. Nothing will be great if there's no sacrifice involved. And that's just the way it is, and there's no way around it. In order to grow, you have to go through pain. Everybody went through puberty at some point. Everybody had those growing pains where your joints would hurt. You start having, I don't know, your legs start stretching, start getting longer. It's like, man, my knees hurt a little bit. You know, you wake up, you're like, wow, I'm really taller. I'm taller than my mom now. Like, what? How did that happen? Because you're growing, man, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's what I'm realizing I've been struggling and going through. I'm going through growing season right now, and I can see it, and it made me see with clarity now, and it made me really appreciate the stage that I'm in. Me struggling to get to the gym in the morning, but having the desire to do so and the goal to do so, I'm growing and I'm going to obtain it. I'm going to make my way to the gym in the morning and I'm going to continue to grow. There's pain in that. There's pain in me waking up at 5:30 instead of laying in my bed. There's pain in that because that's the old me. That's the old way. It's painful switching, and it's painful changing, and it's painful destroying old habits and starting new ones. It's painful. If it wasn't painful, everybody would be doing it, and that's just a fact too. There's no way around that one either. You're going to have to accept the pain, the trials, and the tribulation, and you're going to have to be tested through the flames if you're going to come out a diamond. You have to do what you've never done in order to be where you've never been or be who you've never been. Something's got to change. There's got to be an action to have a reaction. You can't have one without the other. And in order to have whatever you're searching for, you got to do something about it. And we're not perfect. I just wanna throw that out there now for all my perfectionists out there and people that don't wanna be second to none. You're gonna have to fall at some point. That's just the way it is. And I'm falling. I'm attesting to that myself. My new job, I've fallen already, you know? And it's funny because I got a lot of people telling me how great of a person I am at this job, and how much potential there is for me and how I'm a great candidate and they need more of me and they need just need to clone four other people of me, and then we'll be all set and everything will be great compared to what we're doing now. And you know, I take that and then I just keep going. I don't just linger over that and say, okay, like who I am. Yeah, I got them saying all this now and I'm good. I'm great. I don't need to do anything else. No, I need to keep getting better. I need to keep improving. Think of ways, small things, you know, the way to operate and execute on the job. I need to think of new solutions to that. I need to think of new ways to operate and boost morale and to bring my team together. I need to think of ways to put myself out there and to build respect. You know, it doesn't just come in as a job anymore. There's no such thing as just a job anymore. It's an opportunity to prove yourself and start to build your empire, start to build your dynasty and start to build your brand. And you know, when I had my first Tumblr post ever and my first Tumblr blog, I was a big fan of Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. And for y'all who don't know who Rob Dyrdek is, he's a skateboarder turned entrepreneur turned millionaire, super millionaire, 100,000 millionaire, probably. And he's a joking guy, and he's really funny. And I mean, Rob Dyrdek is plenty old now. I'm pretty sure he has a child now and he's married, but he's a genius. And his branding, he might not have been the coolest guy in the world or been the most popular, but he always had something for himself, and he always read business opportunities and was always thinking of the next thing he could do. He always is. He still is to this day. He's always plotting. Whether it be Ridiculousness, Fantasy Factory, Robin Big, whether it be the skateboarding TV show that he had, whether it be Street League skateboarding, whether it be his shoes with DC, whether it be whatever. He always was doing something. And that's the mindset that I think successful people need to have. You just can't. No, that's part of growing. You need to throw that old mindset away. We can't keep going down the paths that we've started. And here's a way to put it into perspective even further, okay? When we're first put on this earth, we're 10, we're 11 years old. We only know what we know up to that point, okay? So let's say we're 15 and we play video games for 4 hours a day. Once you hit 25 years old, you should know that it's not the wisest thing to be playing video games 4 hours a day, unless you're getting paid for it, and that's completely fine. But if you're playing video games and you're not really getting a compensation for it, yet you're putting in this much time, imagine where you could be allocating those hours elsewhere into building something that could be making you money, that could be changing your life, bettering your life, and helping build your legacy. Time allocation is key. And the number one thing that a successful person has is accountability. At least they should have. You know, every single successful person that I look up to holds themselves accountable for things that they have done and for things they've fallen short with. And if there's something that can lead to you being defamed or joked, a laughing stock, or being ridiculed, you just got to own it and you got to keep moving with it. And if somebody's upset with you and you make a mistake and now you got to go and fix things, it's all right, because that's all you can do is fix things. That's it. We can build the best boat all we want, but if something goes wrong, somebody's going to get mad, and that's it. All we can do is fix it and apologize and keep it pushing. Don't matter. Umbrellas still get people wet. You can keep building and building and building an umbrella, but you're still going to get wet out there. All right? And that umbrella can be all the perfectionism that you put into your job and into everything that you do. But it doesn't guarantee you being protected 100%. And that's the hard truth, because the only things that are 100% in this world are death and taxes. 100% guaranteed death and taxes. And it's crazy, man. But that's just how it is. And a lot of people don't want to hold themselves accountable. I work in an industry that's healthcare and home health specifically, and just dealing with a lot of these nurses, it was so mind-blowing to just see firsthand how irresponsible people can be and how they don't take any accountability at all whatsoever. They look for something else or someone else to be the scapegoat, and they'll easily throw you under the bus and take the blame. Let you to take the blame, I should say. They're not taking any blame at all. The amount of excuses I've heard in only 4 weeks now, it's just, it's wow. It's really tremendous and just shocking. And I'm always somebody that sees the best in people. And it's one of my flaws is that I always give people the benefit of the doubt before I even speak to them and get to know who they are. I think just because they're a nurse, they should be a good person. Yeah, silly me, right? Silly me. How dumb of me. Things like that, there is no book on. There may be a book like, okay, real life and the nurse industry or something, but experience trumps all that, man. You just got to go through it. And going through it is another form of growing. And like I said, there's pain in growing. You're not going to grow without pain. And if you don't want to experience pain, then guess what? You don't want to grow. You want to stay complacent. You don't want to make a change. If you're feeling pain, that means you're doing something right. If anything, it's a reminder to keep on going. Keep pushing. Times are meant to be hard. They're not always meant to be easy. Times are easy after you go through the hard. How are you supposed to know what easy is if you haven't experienced hard? You won't appreciate it. You won't realize how good you can have it if you've always had it, quote unquote, good. If you didn't have to work hard for a single day in your life, you'll never appreciate life. You'll never appreciate anything that you get, anything that you own, anything that you buy. Even if you help somebody out, you won't appreciate it. Because that wasn't earned on your own merit. It wasn't earned on what you did, on the energy that you used, exerted, and projected into this universe to get back. The earth reciprocates what we put into it. And I believe money is obtained easily and comes back frequently. That's what I put into this earth, man. And I put in positivity. I put in leadership guidance. I put in spirituality. I put in all that. Wisdom, knowledge, respect, care, love, honor, humility. I put that all in this universe. Because I want my message to be great. I want my message to resonate with the ears of every single person that it falls upon. Pain is good. And I'm realizing it more now in this sense than anything. Today, Crunch Fitness is starting their new signups for their new plant that they're having here on Union Deposit. And I went and signed up because I'm going to grow. I'm going to a better gym. Right now I'm signed up at Planet Fitness, and Crunch Fitness has about four to five times the amount of benches that Planet Fitness has. For the same price, for $10. I would be ridiculous if I didn't switch to Crunch Fitness. Am I going to say, yeah, Crunch Fitness was put on here so that I could do the switch? I'm not going to say it was only meant for me. But maybe there's a collective of people that want better for themselves. And that energy attracted a Crunch Fitness, who they told me today is the most popular exercise chain in the country. They might have said the world, but that's what they told me, man. And they make it so affordable. Everything that I've seen on the diorama, it was just amazing, and I'm beyond stoked and excited to finally get in here and start working out. I got my scanner today. I'm feeling great. They gave me a t-shirt, a bag, water bottle. Good stuff, man. Took my picture, put it on Facebook. I'm ready because I'm growing. And guess what? I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to go through more pain because I'm growing in the gym. Just like when I spent about 30, 35, 40 minutes trying to sign up for Crunch Fitness tonight. That was a little painful. Because I just wasn't understanding how hard it could be to sign up for a gym. But, you know how people are. Got to ask a million questions. How about you just... That's besides the point. But it's a good thing. I've been struggling to find balance for I don't even know how long. Ever since I started this job. So 4 weeks now. But it's okay. It's a great thing. It means I'm doing something. It means my life is now set up so that I'm doing so much, it's hard for me to stabilize it. I'm working to stabilize it, meaning that there's that much newness in my life where I need to restore order to it once again. But we don't look at it like that. We look at it like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do and not enough time. What am I going to do? Oh my gosh. As I sit on here and I just scroll through Instagram, what am I going to do? There's never enough time. There's enough time. However much time you got to allocate, that's enough time. Because at the end of the day, what is enough time? What is that? What does enough time look like? Who's saying what enough time is? And how do you know what enough time is? Picture this. I make beats. And I'm getting to a point where, honestly, it might take me 30 minutes to get an idea out. Complete it and layer it out, arrange it. I might not mix it that same day, but it'll do that for me. It doesn't take me an hour to make a whole beat. So if I only have 30 minutes to work, does that mean I have enough time? Or does that mean I don't have enough time? Does that mean I need more time? You see what I'm saying? What is enough time, actually? Ask yourself that. Pose that question to you. And be honest. Don't try and spice it. Don't try and seem, oh, man, because so-and-so, they said I need to be working 6 hours even after I get off the clock after working 10 hours. I need to be right here doing it. Like, don't do that. If you know you don't need to be doing that much and spending that much time on something to get a great outcome, then don't do it. There's no need. There's no need at all. Do what you keep doing and do what's not overwhelming. Because the path of greatness, I don't think it's truly meant to be overwhelming. I think it's meant to be handled and just adjusted to, accustomed to, learned and conquered. That's what I believe. I believe that the journey is conquered. I'm not going to let the journey hold its head over me. I'm not going to let that have any power over me. You know, the journey's here with me. I'm not here for the journey. The journey's here for me. Because where I'm going. It's following me. You see what I mean? I'm not following it. It's following me. And that's just it. It's got to keep up. You wouldn't have these ideas in your head, these dreams, these goals, these ambitions, if you weren't able to achieve them. Imagine a life where somebody tells you about a product, tells you, okay, here, yo, you ever had a cheeseburger before? Oh, man. Describes everything, allows you to see illustrations of it, pictures of it. Now you're imagining you eating a cheeseburger. Now you're dreaming about a cheeseburger at night. I know I'm going really, really deep and like kind of off. I mean, not really so much deep, but just like kind of getting so abstract. But you're dreaming about this cheeseburger. It's been described to you in such a way where it just sounds like the best thing since sliced bread. And then reality comes and it's not. Don't let expectations be set for you by other people. Do what you know is right. Trust your gut. Trust your own intuition. Trust your instincts, man. Because at the end of the day, that's all we got. That's it. No one knows us like we know ourselves. And you gotta know self. You have to know self. You have to be self-aware. I don't like saying you have to be, but that's just what I learned. You can't grow and continue to grow if you're not self-aware. And I feel like that's such a simple concept, yet a lot of people don't want to be self-aware, and they don't want to audit themselves and audit their circles, audit their friends and their family. They don't want to do that because that could potentially lead to a change. Change is pain. Pain is growth. Change is good. Pain is good. Growth is good. Growth is even greater. You feel me? It's necessary in order to keep moving. Because if you don't keep moving, those pages are going to catch up to you. Now who's writing the pages? If you're not the author, who's writing the page? You see what I mean? Who is in control of your chapter if you're not even the one that's leading anymore? That's all I really had to say, man. To all my people out here growing, just keep pushing and keep doing your thing. I know it's tough. I know it is, and I get it. I completely understand. It is tough fitting the mold to be the person you're supposed to be. And think about it. It's like you're not that person yet, so you're going to have flaws and different things where you don't fit in that. You don't fit in that mold. You don't fit in that shape yet. So, of course, it's going to be painful trying to squeeze in there. But guess what? Once you squeeze in, now you're the person that you've wanted to become. Now you self-actualized. And that's it. And you can go up from there. You can keep going up. But once you are true to self, I mean, I feel like that's really the goal. So don't be afraid to hold yourself accountable. Don't. You got to be your own manager. If you can't be your own manager, then you'll always have somebody else be a manager. And that's a fact. I'm going to say that again. If you can't manage yourself, someone else will. Always. No problem. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, man. Know y'all's worth. That's what I can say, and that's a shout out to Drizzy, man, because knowing your worth is vital. It's crucial. It's key, and it's going to keep propelling you to do great things. It's going to keep giving you that motivation to do great things. It's going to keep you on the right track to succeed. Because don't get me wrong. I mean, I know it's all fun and games, and I love it. I love going through the process. I really do, and I was really just thinking about it, realizing it, and I was having these revelations today. That's why it all came to me, and I was having growing pains today. I was thinking about everything I should be doing that I wasn't doing. I wasn't hitting up the gym every day in the morning like I wanted to, and I said I would, and here we are again. I'm not going to say again, but here we are, just still in bed, not doing what I said I was going to do. And y'all, that's all it takes is for y'all to say something and then not do it once. Now you're going to be comfortable, content, and okay with other people not doing that, with other people doing the same thing, not following through. Because if there's no accountability at all, then there's no discipline. There's no, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this, or hey, let me ask you, hey John, how'd you do this? Let me hear from your perspective and add to what I got from Sue, you know what I mean? Like, let's do that. Wow. Man, just the thought of where I'm at today and everything that we've gone through, and I say we, because y'all included, every single listener that's been a part of the journey, thank you. Thank you. I can't thank y'all enough, and I do this for y'all. Just want to say that I do this for y'all. And I apologize for not having as many episodes out this week as I would want to. Like I said, the growing pains have just been everywhere, and it's been one of the craziest weeks, honestly. It's funny because we had Monday off too, but that really didn't even help. And there's no time telling when I'll get off of work. I got off at 8 o'clock once. 8:30 to 8. Yeah, so just keep doing what y'all doing. And if you need some support, I'm always here. Don't be afraid to reach out. Please don't. Please let me know with whatever. And I will stand with you to support you and see you change. And I'll hold you accountable too. You, y'all can feel free to hold me accountable. Give me a challenge or whatever. And I'm going to do it. My challenge now is to practice piano for 15 minutes at least a day. I feel like I'm starting over again. To read this book for 15 minutes a day. And then just work on my beats because I love them. And I don't want to put any type of time frame on that or any type of box. So just like how my job, we have babies for the pediatric services. These beats of my babies, man, I don't know. I feel weird leaving them alone. I feel weird giving them to other people. I know that's why I'm making it. I want to help people express themselves. And I don't know. This is strange. Just strange. Maybe because I'm making things that I feel are really good. And it's early. And I started in January. It's still pretty fresh in my mind. So I don't know. Maybe that'll change. Look at me doing some introspection here. But yeah, like I said, that's just what I got. There's nothing really more to it. It's okay to have the growing pains, because in order to keep growing and get to where you gotta be, you gotta go through that pain and welcome pain. Pain is just weakness leaving. That's all it is. That's all it is. I'm not saying, oh yes, pray for pain. Like, no, not at all. I'm not on that type of time. Just welcome change. Welcome challenge. Welcome that. A new situation in the house or whatever it may be. Curtis King just changed his whole one room apartment around because he felt he was being selfish to his wife and his son. And that, I listened to that video about 4 times in a row, back to back to back to back, because it really helped put things into perspective, especially as a music producer. And just some of the things that we do. Utterly ridiculous sometimes, man. So just do what y'all gotta do, like I said. Thank y'all for listening. I do this for y'all. I don't do this just for me. I get value out of it, but I want the value for y'all. So with that being said, keep on pushing, keep on trucking. Keep on keeping on. And with that said, I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode of The Winning State of Mind. Peace.